Srila Gurudev, he has glorified Srila Jiva Goswami. He said, Rupa Goswami has spoken, Vaja Sakalam Apeksha Tavaka Shastra Yukti. Oh my dear mind, just constantly engage in the bhajan, in the service of Radha Krishna Jugal, and give up all yukti, all logic, argument, even the reasoning of Shastra. That is for the devotees that come in the stage of Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Their devotion has no mixture of Jnana, not even Aishwarya Jnana. But in the beginning, it's necessary to develop the realization of Tattva Jnana.
Вначале нужно развивать понимание таттва гьяны.
Rupa Goswami mainly has written about Shraddha, the development of faith.
Rupa Goswami объяснял, как развивать Shraddha.
So he has avoided many different types of logical arguments and so on.
Он даже не вдавался ни в какие такие возвышенные логические умозаключения,
пояснения. In order to protect the soft and sweet bhakti which was presented by Rupa Goswami, he has one Diksha disciple. Srila Jiva Goswami has made a very strong fortress of Tattva Siddhanta all around the Rasa Tattva of Srila Rupa Goswami. You may or may not realize, but now you are sitting at the lotus feet of the greatest philosopher in the history of the universe.
Сейчас вы сидите рядом лотосных стоп самого великого философа.
There is no comparable philosopher in the history of the world.
В истории человечества, который может сравниться с Джива Гошвами Падом.
The Mahabharata is a huge literature, several times bigger than the Iliad and Odyssey put together.
Махабхарата — это очень огромное литературное произведение, которое превосходит по своему.
There is 100,000 verses of Sanskrit poetry.
Это 100,000 стихов. Шрила Джива Гошвами Пад написал 400,000.
Very, very elaborately describing.
Очень-очень подробно описывая всю Сиддханту, философию Шри Чайтани Махапрабху.
And not only was he the topmost darshanic, philosophical person, but he was also paramarasic.
Он был не только наилучшим из философов, парадаршаник, но также он был очень-очень расик вайшнавом.
And here in Sevakunj, he resides eternally in his
И вечно тут он живет в Севакунджи в своем духовном обличии, как Вилас Манджари. И совершает служение Шри Чарадхи и Кришне под руководством Шри Рупы Манджари. И мой Гурудева тоже находится тут же и служит вместе с Вилас Манджари.
So those maidservants of Radha Krishna, they have appeared in this world to clear the path for the living entities to enter into the bhakti, following in their footsteps.
Эти служанки Шримати Радики, они пришли в этот мир, чтобы прочистить тропинку, путь для обусловленных джив, чтобы они могли тоже идти за ними путь бхакти, чтобы они могли с ней идти за ними по пятам.
So anyone can never repay.
Поэтому каждый находится в неоплатном долгу у своего Гурудева. Потому что в форме мантры Гурудева дает семя. Когда семя уже в земле, в почве, то его нужно постоянно поливать. И может показаться, что ничего не происходит. Но нужно быть терпеливым и поливать это семя. Через некоторое время появится росток. И начнет расти. И начнет расти в садхана, превращаться в садхана бхакти. Потом на нем появятся цветы бхавы. А потом уже плод премы.
have a very strong trust in Guru Nishtha.
Поэтому
firm loyalty in the teaching of your guru and mentored by guru.
Поэтому у ученика должна быть полная лояльность, полная вера и доверие в мантры, которые ему дал Гуру Дев.
It may be that you see did not sprout yet.
Может вам покажется, что росток еще даже не появился из этого семени.
But don't have any doubt. Go on following all the angas of bhakti.
Но не сомневайтесь в этом процессе, доверьтесь ему, просто совершайте все анги бхакти. И через некоторое время трансцендентное настроение начнет пробуждаться в вашем сердце. Гададхар Пандит, он читал Шримад Бхагаватам и пояснял лилы Друва Махараджа Чайтани Махапрабху. И он рыдал, рассказывая историю Друва Махараджа. Вы рыдаете, когда вы читаете историю о Друве Махараджа? Ну почему Чайтани Махапрабху, Гададхар Пандит, почему они проливают слезы, когда они слушают катху про Друва Махараджа? Потому что Нарада очень милостиво дал мантру Друве. Несмотря на то, что Друва был в полном невежестве. И в нем в сердце было забито битком материальными желаниями у него. Но Нарада, несмотря на это, он все равно милостиво дал Друве мантру. И Друва был Друва, он был зафиксирован. Он полностью верил в Гуру и в свою мантру.
And by this, what happened? All his material desires went away. He attained his spiritual form, and he became an associate.
И благодаря этому постепенно все его материальные желания исчезли из сердца, и он стал спутником Господа.
So how marvelous this is!
Как это какой это удивительный процесс!
Realizing these things, Gadadhar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to be.
И осознавая вот эти вещи, Гададхар Пандит, Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, они плакали от преклонения перед милостью Шри Гуру. Когда мы вошли в мандир с вами, мы получили даршан.
The names are written above, but the names are in the wrong order.
Вы видели наверху.
The deities below are not underneath the names.
Над алтарем написаны имена божеств и ачарьи, которые служили этим божествам, но они написаны не совсем не соответствуют порядку, в котором стоят
божества.
Самые большие Рада Кришна, которые стоят с левой стороны, это Рада Мадав. Слева стоят Рада Мадав, Джайдева Госвами, потом Лалита Саки и Рада Дамодар Шрила Джива Госвами Пада. Потом Рада Вриндаван Чандра, которым поклонялся Шрила Кришна Дас Кавираджа Госвами, который написал Шри Чайтанья Чаритамриту.
On the right side,
самые последние божества справа, Рада Чалчикан, Шрила Бхугарба Госвами. Шрила Бхугарба Госвами был учеником Шри Гададхара Пандита. Он инкарнация Шри Према Манджари.
With Lokanath Das Goswami, the first the Goswami. The first two Goswamis to come to Vrindavan.
Это были и вместе с Шрилой Локанатой Дас Госвами, Шрила Бхугарба Госвами были первыми Госвами, которые прибыли во Вриндаван.
So this deity of Radha Damodar. One day, Rupa Goswami, in his dream, he had the darshan of Radha Damodar.
Как появились на свет Шри Шри Рада Дамодар Виграха? Однажды Шри Рупа Госвами приснился сон.
Rupa Goswami had the darshan of Radha Damodar in a dream, and then when he woke up with his own hands, he carved the deities of Radha Damodar.
Ночью Шри Шри Рада Дамодар явились Рупе Госвами. Когда Рупа Госвами проснулся, то он собственными руками изваял виграху и подарил своему ученику Шриле Джива Госвами Пада. Это подтверждено Джива Госвами. Скинул гирлянду, подтвердить. Это виграха татва.
First, the Swarupa Krishna appears in the heart of Guru.
Вначале Сварупа Кришны является в сердце Шри Гуру.
And then from his heart it comes out and becomes visible to the world.
А потом из сердца, и уже в форме виграхи божества, тогда он, божество выходит на свет и уже становится видимым всем. Что божество это не статуя. Ани Махапрабху говорил, ты не статуя, ты сын Нанды Махараджа. Однажды санскритский поэт Брахман, однажды бенгальский поэт Брахман пришел в Джаганатхапури и хотел показать свою театральную постановку, то, что он написал в Чайтанья Махапрабху. Но вначале ему надо... Но перед тем, как кто-то что-то мог показать Чайтанья Махапрабху, они должны были представить это Шрили Сварупа Дамодару, который проверял. Потому что никто не мог непосредственно напрямую идти к Чайтанья Махапрабху со своей поэзией или песней. Если Махапрабху слышал какую-то расабасу, какие-то дефекты, если были недостатки, изъяны в расе, то он очень начинал гневаться. Это для него было невыносимо. Поэтому Сварупа Дамодар защищал Махапрабху, ограждал его от этого какой-то от чего-то неприятной такой поэзии или что-то, что содержало расабасу, чтобы не нарушать настроение Чайтанья Махапрабху.
That poet, Sarva Dhamma was reading and he'd written one glorification.
И этот поэт стал читать.
That Lord Jagannath.
Свою поэзию, что Господь Jagannath, это сам Кришна.
And Mahaprabhu is Krishna.
Mahaprabhu это тоже Кришна.
But Lord Jagannath is not moving Krishna.
Jagannath не подвижный.
And Mahaprabhu is moving amongst us.
Mahaprabhu это Кришна, который ходит среди нас.
Very beautiful.
Он считал, что это очень хорошее.
Сварупа Дамодар
очень разгневался, когда
мы услышали
эту
поэзию. Эй, Кантава Свайкару, Чайтанья Джани. What have you written?
Что ты написал тут?
You have not associated with the advanced Vaishnavas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have not heard the Bhagavatam from their lips. So you are learned in the material sense, but you have no realization. So go and sit at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and listen for a long time to Srimad Bhagavatam. Associate with the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. Then you can enter into the ocean of Siddhanta. What was his mistake? He's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is moving around, but Lord Jagannath is fixed. He cannot move. No! Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshan Rajendananda. The deity is not fixed. The deity is directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. If he wants to move, he will. If he's not moving for you, that's your problem, not his problem. If your heart is like a stone and does not move when you chant the name of Krishna, then when you see the deity will be stone and also not move. But if you tell the deity cannot move, why? Shakshi Gopal, he walked all the way from Vrindavan to South India. Not only is that can the deity move, but actually the deity is the only one who's moving. He's making everybody move. Don't think you are moving and going to see the deity who is still. Deity is waiting and then calling you, come on, and deity is bringing you. And we're giving darshan, we're giving dandavat pranam. How? Not facing the deity. Sideways, with the left side to the deity. Why? To the deity will see. From head to toe, fingertips to toe tips, everything. We give our darshan to the deity, oh my lord. Thinking, I cannot see you, you can see me. I have come so you can see me. А я не вижу. So, the devotee who receives Diksha and begins the worship of the deity should understand deity is not stone, statue, immovable, nothing. Directly Krishna himself. Seeing, hearing, everything. Not you are conscious and deity is unconscious. Deity is fully conscious, you are unconscious. In this mood, we approach Vigraha. This is Vigraha Tattva. Srila Krishna Kaviraj, Govinda Lilamrita, is describing also in Chaitanya Charita. Radharani, she tells her Sakhi, when I see Krishna, at that time, all my senses become out of control. My eyes, they want to run to him, to see him, his beauty. My eyes are attracted to his form. My ears to his sound. My nose to his fragrance. My skin to his touch. All my five senses are attracted to Krishna's different aspects of his beauty, form and fragrance, sound and taste. Each one of my senses becomes like a wild horse. But you know, the mind should be connected to the senses, otherwise you cannot experience anything. If someone is talking, but you're thinking of something else, your ears are there, but you didn't hear what he said. Sound is there, ear is there, sound went in the ear, but you are not conscious of it. Because unless the mind is focused on one of the senses, that experience will not come into consciousness. So Radharani said, my five senses are like five horses, and they all want to run in different directions. My eyes are going to his beauty, my tongue to his taste, my ears to his sound. And they're all pulling my mind in five directions at once, I think I will die. This is how beautiful Krishna is. The power of the attraction of Sri Krishna. That very Krishna is standing here in the form of Vigraha. But alas, alas, by Durbhagya, by misfortune, we are not seeing his beauty. When you come in front of the deity, then how do you feel? Is your mind being dragged in five directions at once by wild horses? Uncontrolled? No. Radharani is like this. Braj Gopis like this. That is actually the beauty of Krishna. And that very Krishna has appeared. Like the Tribhanga, Krishna standing. He does not stand straight, crooked in three places. Like this. Very attractive. If there's a spear which is straight, it will go in, you can pull it out. But if there's a spear which is crooked, if it will go in, you cannot pull it out. There's one thorn, the sayaberry tree, and it's hooked like this. So Radharani said, the beauty of Krishna is like the thorn of the sayaberry tree. Once it goes into the heart through my eyes, I cannot take it out. The sound of Sri Krishna's flute is like a bird that flies through the air, goes into my ear, then makes a nest there and will never leave. Others are talking, but I cannot hear them because I'm hearing the sound all the time. That very Krishna has appeared in the form of Sri Vigraha. So Srila Rupa Goswami, actually seeing the beauty of Krishna in his heart, then he manifested outside and gave to Srila Jiva Goswami here to serve. Oh, soon after Kartik we'll make our course in Archan for the devotees who have Diksha. Then, you know, you have to offer so many articles. Дуб, Дип, Пушпа. You will have to do give oil massage, tail, snani, like we did with Govardhan, snaniya, and then cloth, and so on. 16 types of articles. So what is this? This is not a ritual or ceremony. This is the vilas of Bhakti Shakti. Anyone has not invented. Oh, what shall we do? Maybe we shall wash the feet first and then give Argya and then give Madhuparka and then give Achaman. All these things. Anyone has not invented this. Like just a formula or tradition. The Angas of Bhakti are Nitya, eternal Tattva. If anyone will chant Harinam, and your name will appear, they will have the darshan of Krishna's form. And once Bhakti Shakti will engage them in receiving Krishna, offering all these articles. So the acharyas who have the darshan of Krishna, who are engaged in Krishna's service by the Bhakti Shakti, the eternal potency of Bhakti, they have manifested this process of archan in this world. It appears when you begin that by your senses you are doing everything, because false ego is there. But gradually as this ahankar is dissipated, then you can realize how you have become. See, Guru has engaged you, connected you with the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the yoga pit. So all of these, they are the secrets of bhajan. So here is our Srila Jiva Goswami. Give your pranam here. Take his darshan. Pray for his mercy. And then come, because the actual samadhi of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, is here. Next. I will just say a few words about Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. There is no scripture like Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is incomparable. It's written in very simple Bangla. But also there are many Sanskrit verses there, and then explained also. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami in Radhakund and heard the pastimes. Raghunath Das Goswami lived with Mahaprabhu for many years and heard Mahaprabhu's pastime directly from him. But still, he did not dare to write. But one day he came here to Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan ordered him, you have to write. So then he began to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in the end, he said, there is a fact that I should not disclose. But if I don't, then I will be ungrateful. That is that Madan Mohan himself ordered me to write this scripture. So I have not written it. So if anyone will read this Chaitanya Charitamrita, then, though it seems I have written it myself, but if anyone will read and recite Chaitanya Charitamrita, I will personally wash their feet and drink the water. So he has no ego at all that he has written. It is divine revelation. Every word is perfect and full of mystery, full of secrets, and full of rasa. wrote in his very old age. And when he was writing, he wrote, "My hand is trembling. My eyes are almost blind. I can hardly see. I think I may die before this finished." So there are three parts in Chaitanya-caritamrita. The Adilila, first part, Madhilila, middle part, and Anchalila, the final pastime. So, Srila Krishnas Kaviraj gave a summary of the Anchalila in the beginning of the Madhilila because he expected that he would leave this world at any moment and he would not be able to write the final pastimes of Mahaprabhu in the Gambhira. So, but by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he completed Madhilila and also very elaborately described the final pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the very end of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, last chapter, he has given Mahaprabhu Shikshastika. Mahaprabhu has given only 8 verses. But these 8 verses contain the essence of all of his teaching. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami said, if someone will recite this Shikshastikam every day, then day by day his love will grow and grow. Chaito darpana madanam bhavama ada bhakti nirvapanam shayatairva sandhikavitanam vidyavadu jivanam anandam kunivadanam pratipadam punam mitasvadanam sarvatma stapanam param vijayati Shri Krishna Sanketanam. When Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira, he was embracing Swarup Damodara Rai Ramananda and telling them each verse and explaining it. When he explained this verse, he said, Sankirtano hoite pap sansara mocha chitta suddhi sarva bhakti sadhana utkam. By the chanting of the holy names, one becomes all pap, all sins are destroyed, and one is liberated from the bodily conception of life. Chitta suddhi. And when the chitta becomes a shuddha, sarva bhakti sadhana udgama, then the pure bhakti sadhana is awakened in the heart. Not like as you are doing now. Mainly, you are doing sadhana abhas. Anarthas are there. When anarthas are going, and nishta will come. Nishta hoyala upajai prema rataranga. Then love comes. So shuddha bhakti, pure bhakti begins from ruchi. In that time, then there is no ego. Karta amiti manitai, I am the doer. No. This bhakti is the vilas of Swarup Shakti. And the vilas of this Swarup Shakti is coming on all my senses, on my tongue and eyes and ears, and engaging me in the nectar of Krishna's seva. Krishna prem udgama prema prita ashwada. The love rises in the heart and causes one to taste the amrita. Krishna seva amrita samudre majja. And this holy name immerses the devotee in the endless ocean of nectar of yugal seva, the service of Radha and Krishna. In their swarup, in their spiritual form. So Mahaprabhu, though he had composed 8 verses to give teachings to others, in his last days in the Gambhira, he himself he was tasting. He said, Tanarapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sestina, Amanina Manadena Kitanya Sanamani. Jairupa Lailanam, Prema Upajai, Taralakshan Slok Suno, Swarup Namarai. Listen, how to chant that the love will manifest in the heart. Vaishnava Utamoya Apanake Mani Trinada Tu Prakare Sahushnata Kare Brikshasam. Even though Vaishnava is very high, he thinks, oh, I am less than a straw. And in two ways, he tolerates all things like a tree. Brikshan Jena Kotileya Kichuna Balai. If someone will cut the tree doesn't say anything. Sukai malai kare pani na magai. And if the tree is becoming dry, he never asks, give me water. Jai jai magai bhiksha daya apanda. Karma vrishti sahi an. Sahi anir kare rakshan. The tree is the burning in the hot sun but giving shade and helping others. If anyone asks the tree for anything, the tree gives very generously without thinking. Uttamaya Vaishnavam Mane Trinatam Jive Samandive Jane Krishna Adhishtan. Even though the devotee is a very high transcendental person, he gives respect to everyone. Why? He sees, here is the living place of Krishna. Everybody is one temple. And Krishna is there in the heart. If devotee has a mood like this, then what will happen? Then surely when they chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Nayanam Galadasudaraya, Vadanam Gadgadaru Dayagira, Pulukarnichitam Babukada, Tavanam Agrahine Bhavishyati. Tears will flow, hairs will stand on end, hearts melting when chanting the beautiful name of Sri Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. This Nam has a Vigraha, very beautiful, conscious form full of rasa. The devotee will see the form of Krishna and drown in the ocean of love. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Ridayeshu Vilakayantyam Yam Shama Sundarama Chinti Gunas Rupam Govinda Madi Purushanta Maham Bhajami. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this essence of his teachings in Gambira and Sila. It was not recorded and explained anywhere, but Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, in the final chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there he has given this pastime. And then he told, if anyone will recite this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash their feet and I drink the water. And shortly after that, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he became unmanifest from this world. But his samadhi is here. So give your pranam and pranami there. And then with kirtan, we'll go. Here is Pushpa Samadhi of my Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarada Thakur, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Svatman Pradashik Guru, Srila Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. Also the samadhi of Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. Today is his disappearance day also. So we'll go to all these samadhis and then to the samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami Paraki.